All right, this is Pure Decking Show number 448 for Thursday, September the 9th, 1776. This is a show about stuff that interests me, like information security, rigging up the game, and wondering about 80s movies. Like, Chucky was animated by a voodoo curse. So, did anybody try dipping the doll in a bucket of holy water?
I don't think they did.
No, I'm wondering if that would have been like, you know, just get the priest from The Exorcist, bless the bucket, throw the doll in it. Did that, I mean, of course, granted, a well-timed shotgun would probably have taken care of that problem too, now that I think about it. Or a bear trap, that'd be kind of funny, you know, just bang, you know, anyways. I'm Morps, tonight I'm drinking Quarter House Reserve. It's a little bit less aggressive of a whiskey than I normally go for, it's not bad. And we have a Madman. What's up, Madman?
Nothing much. I do believe Double Odd Buck would have really cut that movie down.
Well, it's like most horror movies. With any, you know, with a little bit of logic and common sense and a well-placed firearm, you just, you know, wouldn't have a horror movie. But, anyways.
No, no, no. The Exorcist, I don't believe a shotgun would have solved the problem.
I don't know. If you kill somebody while the devil's possessing them, wouldn't that send the devil straight back to hell? Possibly
yeah,
with the soul of the person
who
possesses
it.
Well, yeah.
Now, we'll say a firearm will solve most slasher film problems.
Yeah. Yeah, probably would have. Of course, in those, you know, movies would be far less entertaining. And we have an Are You?
Well, got me a nice big glass of horse paste. Chugging that down.
If it's working for you.
Yeah.
The horse paste on the communion cracker is the worst one I heard. So it's like, damn. It's like, you do know they make ivermectin in human doses, right? For like all kinds
of
shit.
Fuck that, man. I just go straight to the source, talk to the horse.
You and Mr. Ed out there chewing on the ivermectin paste.
Yep. Yeah, that story is completely fake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was hoping everyone's caught up on that. That was a great fake story, though. I enjoyed it.
I just love how everybody lost their shit with Rogan. You know, it's like, oh, he's giving medical advice. No, he's not. He's just saying all the shit he took.
He took, yeah. He's not giving medical advice. He's, look how rich I am. Look what I can afford to do. Look at you plebs down there. You can't afford to do what I do. I'm Joe Rogan. I'm 5'3". Look at me. I'm like, fuck. I don't care that Joe Rogan's short or anything. It's just an easy jab. Like,
I mean, if he was out there saying, I tested positive for COVID, so I you know, started taking some LSD and some magic mushrooms, smoked a few joints. I mean, because I don't think any of these are things Joe Rogan hasn't done.
For everyone losing their shit going, oh, look at Joe Rogan and his medical advice, I'm just sitting there going, look at the arrogance of this prick. He has so much money and he's just flaunting it in your face. And you people are missing the whole fucking point. Mega rich guy gets products that the average person can't have. That should have been the fucking story. Okay.
I agree.
And good luck to him. Good luck to him. He's got the means and the methods to do what him and his doctor want to do. Go for it.
I did like the joke Freedom Tunes made, though, where it's like, you know, they showed the thing. Can you believe this? Joe Rogan doing this advice the FTC has never recommended. He goes, what, ivermectin? No, being in shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good joke. You give him that one.
Yeah, for all the we're going to keep you healthy sort of thing, no one's talking about correct diet and exercise and things like that.
But, yeah, it's like, have you tried not being a fat fuck? I mean, I've tried. It's fucking hard.
Now, once you get to the fat fuck, it's really difficult.
Yeah.
It's more of a preventative thing. If you don't become it, it's probably be better for you.
Yeah, that's I agree with you, Madman. As someone who is presently a fat fuck, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Like, I remember when I was less fat, you know, if I just kept that level of effort, life would have been so much easier.
Like, for another reason that they're going to have to kill me before they capture me, I found out that if you end up in the Koof camp, you're only allowed 6 beers a day.
Monsters.
I know, dude. Fuck, it ain't taking me alive. As a function.
What if there's a football match?
They're limiting it to 6 beers a day.
Wait.
Even during football season?
There's also a... Go ahead.
I don't know.
There's also another very important question to ask here. What beers?
Well, that's what I mean. Can I have that, 15% strength stuff? Or the 27%?
I like, if you have to have 6 different beers, I mean, we could get creative with the choices here. Or it's like, I'll have my 6 Dragon Milks a day. Sure, why not? Those are good. But, if it's like, no, you have to have Foster's or O'Doul's, it's like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. There's no fucking way that should even be legal.
It's like, when you're going into the gas station to pick up some stuff and you see the sign advertising Milwaukee's Best, this is not a place to buy your premium alcohols.
Exactly.
And I would like to say Milwaukee can do much better. I've been there.
And if your cashier is behind two layers of bulletproof glass, you are not in the right neighborhood.
My favorite is when you go in the gas station and, their COVID protection consists of several clear trash bags that have just been kind of duct taped up.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are honest. Oh, careful, Cyber. Careful, Cyber. Are you? I'm going to tell you what CyberLord just put in IRC, just mainly because I want to hear the response. Poking the bear, he said, "Foster's only Australian for beer."
Yeah, it is. And ask the last person who said that inside a restaurant what happened.
I thought Fox was going to shit himself when you went across the table at him. I'm pretty sure the girl serving us did.
Man. It was the waitress. Like, she's like, oh, shit, not another stabbing. But it's a white guy doing the stabbing this time.
Yeah.
She'd seen someone stabbed in that restaurant before. That was clear. She just didn't want it to be her this time.
Good times. Of course, the funniest thing was we found that restaurant because the guy ran out and said, "You all are trying to look for some place to eat," and we're like, "Yeah,
yeah, why not?"
They Easy invited sell. Us in, and then there was about to be a stabbing in there. You guys want to get into the story? Or you want to keep?
We deserve all the ridicule you can give us. The way we're going down here.
Well, yeah, your government's passing some real impressive laws there. I'll tell you what.
Oh, I'm really, yeah. Yeah. So we've got a choice between ultra-conservative Christians and communists. Why can't we just get a middle of the road?
Well, everybody thought that's what they were voting for with Biden, and look how that worked out. So I don't know that's what you want.
I haven't seen the footage yet because I haven't looked into it, but did he just say everyone's getting the coof jab?
Because
the chant is losing its shit.
Yeah, the video I saw was that if you did not get the vaccine, you would be cut off from all healthcare services.
That's awesome.
We have some employment laws that apply to businesses over a certain size. And he's trying to say any business, I think, over 100 people has to mandate
Oh, you're talking about Biden.
Vaccine.
I was talking about Australia.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about Biden as well. So I haven't looked at the story yet.
Yeah, he is
I'm just going
to
through
a mandate. All
here, and there's a lot. Every second thread is about him demanding that everyone take the coof.
Well, apparently he's going to mandate everyone in the federal government get it too, so that's a huge chunk right there.
I mean, if people stick to their guns, what are they going to fucking do? I don't mean as in firearms. I mean, they go, "I'm not having it. Fuck it. I'll leave. I'll find something else."
How many people are in a position to quit their job immediately?
That's what I mean. How many can do it? And
the first employer who says, "Well, I found a whole loophole in the law, I'm going to cap my employees at X," means, and not require it, is going to have a ton of applications.
Yeah, 99 fucking.
You're going to see a lot of sub organizations capped at 99 employees.
Does that count subcontractors?
It depends on how it's written, but a lot of times, no. That's one way Uber gets around a lot of stuff is they're not, they don't have employees. They have subcontractors.
I was going to say, now everybody's going to be a subcontractor.
Well, I mean, at where I work, it's fucking hard as hell to get a full-time employee brought on. But if you want to bring in contractors, you know, how many do you want? I mean, it's like, but you're paying more for the contractors than if you just hired somebody. But yeah, that's the way a corporate.
Yeah, but I can walk them out the door whenever I feel like it. See?
Yeah.
That's your upside to paying a little bit more, is you can just drop them when you don't want them.
In most at-will states, you can do that anyways. Yeah. I could walk into the office tomorrow. My boss could say, we have decided that you are abrasive, fat, and ugly. But also, your performance evaluation, you know, you had too many curse words on it, and we've had to remove too much racist language and personal insults from the policies you've written, so we're going to let you go. Actually, some of those might be cause. So my example broke down somewhere because I was, you know, anyways.
Anyway.
I did that one time as a joke. I was updating a policy document. And I couldn't remember what I had changed in it because I'd been working on it over the course of a couple of days. But you have to put in there what you changed. So I figured as a joke, I would just put something stupid in there so the system would let me update the document and I'd go fix it later. So I put, remove personal insults and racist language.
Yeah.
And we were reviewing that policy document, and that change showed up in the log, and my boss said, wait a minute, what did that say?
Yeah.
And I had
to in this policy, it was assuming gender. We had to remove it.
Honestly, most of the updates I made to those policies were removing names and replacing with job titles. Because every time somebody quit, the policy was out of date, and if it wasn't in the normal update window, ooh, fun times. Cyberlard says in his first job, he left alert fuck you in his debug code, and it made it to prod.
Well played.
Nice. Yeah, you gotta be careful with them JavaScript alerts, man. You'd think somebody would have controlled F on that thing. And yeah, code reviews aren't what they used to be, I tell you what. My first job, I put together some, I had to put together some scripts, some things. And I tell you what, they had three different people review my code. I wasn't even in as a developer. And before they would actually let it touch any production data. Nowadays, is it in a Docker container? Yeah, let it go. It's like, did anybody look at the code? No. It's like, do you know what it does? No. So for all we know, that developer just wrote code that does a wire transfer of all of the money into their personal accounts. Oh, do you think they might have? No, I'm just using that as an example. Why didn't you review the code? So.
Like all of the money? No, that'll do too many that flag too many times. Now, 50 cents out of every account? How many people check that small of an amount? I mean, if my checkbook balances to the penny, I set it on fire because there's a demon in it.
Your coworkers tend to catch the profanity. Actually, depending on the conference call, my boss will often insist on sitting across the table from me so I can be kicked if necessary when it's time to shut up. Or I'll get the message that says,
the prescription grab bag has happened to you as well. They didn't want that idea.
I've been told I am far too honest in some of these meetings. It's like, yeah, this plan won't work. If you try to implement this, it's going to be an utter disaster. Things not to say to the CIO, apparently. So
what's the first story?
First story is from The Independent. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wait. The Independent's a link CyberLard throughout. First story is from Reuters. Learn to read my own damn shit, right? Anyways, I've been drinking. So the first story is from Reuters. Social media influencers who receive money from companies to promote products must clearly label such posts as advertisements. A top German court ruled on Thursday. I think this is fucking hilarious, by the way, in case it wasn't clear. If the influencers are not paid, they can just show the products without the advertising label. the Federal Court of Justice ruled in the cases of three influencers on Facebook's social media platform, Instagram. So, in short, Germany has said if you're doing paid product placements on Instagram as an influencer, you have to label it as an ad.
Fair enough.
I think that's awesome. I think that's absolutely true. And they should have to label it as an ad. But
I picked a video on YouTube last night because I thought it'd be interesting. And it was a 12-minute video. And only 2 minutes of the video was actually the video. The rest was 10-minute ad. It was ridiculous.
And I would like that stuff to have a label that says this is an ad so I can know whether or not I should avoid it. Influencers with thousands of followers can earn large fees from companies to promote a product on Instagram. The court said one fitness influencer should have been clear she was advertising when she was paid to promote a brand of jam. Okay, female fitness influencer on Instagram. It's very clear any product she holds up is going to be a paid ad, just saying.
Well, hence influencer, right?
Yeah. However, it dismissed the case against television presenter and influencer Kathy Hummels, whose post about a stuffed toy had led people to the manufacturer's site. She had not been paid for the promotion, so was not obligated to label it as an ad, the court ruled. Instagram last year reached a deal with Britain's Competition and Markets Authority to crack down on hidden advertising by influencers in its photo and video album. So, yeah, but the interesting thing here is they didn't go after Instagram as a platform. They went after the influencers.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Because,
I think that's fucking cool.
Instagram's not responsible for, well, shouldn't be responsible for what it's allowing to be posted so long as they're allowing everything to be posted.
I like it. I think it's fucking cool. I'd like to see that done here, too. If you're promoting shit and you're being paid to do it, it should be labeled as an ad. And I realize that not even most of the mainstream does it correctly. The whole, what's that called when a news agency does it now? Fuck.
Native advertising.
Yeah, that. I mean, that should be labeled. That shit should be labeled.
So, I think all the Woo Flu advice that they're giving on the news now needs to be labeled as native ads because that's all they are.
Paid for by Pfizer.
They are, man. I guarantee it.
I wouldn't put it past their marketing. Their marketing apparently is pretty damn good. So, of course, it's nothing compared to the Airbus versus Airstream stuff. Or not Airstream. That's a trailer. JetBlue, is that the other company?
Airbus makes planes.
Yeah, who's the other company that makes planes?
Lockheed Martin?
No, they make military planes. There's another commercial.
Oh, crap, I should know this because it's the American company. Airbus is the European one.
Boeing. Thank you, CyberLard. Yeah, Airbus and Boeing apparently do interesting news ops on placements against each other all the fucking time.
Doesn't surprise me.
Well, every time one of them goes down, you ever wonder why you hear the brand name of the plane that went down? It's because the other company's paying them to say it. But
doesn't surprise me.
At least, okay, I don't know that, but I highly suspect it. I should clarify. I don't know that, but I do highly suspect it. I mean, fuck, if I was in advertising, that'd be shit that I would want to do.
Well, I don't get why CNN keep advertising Fox News all the time. That's all they talk about.
I think that's less advertising and more just living rent-free in their head.
Pretty much.
So, all right, I thought we might have had more to say about that, but we can move on to the next one if you want.
What do you think about product placement in movies?
It's terrible.
Pizza Hut, let's say they do another Ninja Turtles movie. You know how they always were ordering pizza. What if they do a big zoom in on a Pizza Hut box?
I mean, I hate it, but you'd never see another James Bond film without it. I mean, James Bond films, just 2-hour advertising to men with disposable incomes.
I like what they did in Fight Club with it, where they got
That was interesting.
Played to place all the cars in it. So one, the lighting was so dark you couldn't even see what kind of cars they were, and two, it was the two characters going around smashing them. And you know, Wayne's World did a pretty good one. Garth sitting there with all in, you know, all decked out and all the Pepsi stuff, saying sometimes people just do things because they're paid to, and that's sad.
Yeah,
I mean, that was good too. I'd kind of like to see a list of the sponsors. I mean, you could, I guess putting it blatantly at the front of the movie would be a bit much, but that list of sponsorships should be available, you know, maybe in the credits or something. So if you want to see who paid for product placement and who they just forgot to blur out or replace with a made-up brand.
Dude, there is nothing in a movie that isn't meant to be there.
Well, not these days.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, occasional TV show will miss a Starbucks cup sitting in the medieval, you know, setting, but...
Yeah, but every scene and every shot is carefully scrutinized for if they're selling something.
Well, that's because movie producers a while back figured out that, oh, if we put something on screen, people will buy it. That's why they started doing fictitious brands and shit. It wasn't that the brands were complaining. It's that movie companies wanted to start charging for that crap.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you specifically asked about product placement in movies, and mostly it doesn't bother me that much, but I have to see it known somewhere. Like, it should be, I mean, it should just be, because it's common knowledge, but it's not that common knowledge, you know what I mean?
Well, how about I go you one better, Morps? Instead of listing every product that was in the film, how about just naming the parent companies?
Oh, that'd be fine. Saying, like, you know,
somewhere in the
credits, it should be acknowledged, you know, this movie was made with sponsorship from PepsiCo, Disney, and all the other, you know, companies that make shit. But yeah, parent companies is fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
think it depends on how they do it. Like, if you're doing a mall scene, malls often have vending machines in them. So if it just happens that in that scene, you only see Coke vending machines, I don't think that is intrusive. But like with the Transformers, where everything was a GM car, I think that one should be announced.
Maybe if it's a percentage, you know, set a floor, like if it's a percentage of the budget of the film, like more than like, okay, 5% of the budget of this film for by Pepsi, to put Pepsi ads all over the fucking thing. I'm trying to think.
And native ads and news stories.
Yeah, those definitely need to be.
Those should be announced because that's not news.
Yeah, that's an ad. It should be marked as advertisement. I'm trying to remember. There was a video game years ago that had Coca-Cola ads all over it, and I thought about it when you said the vending machines, and it was real obvious. Like, it was just blatant as fuck. And now I can't remember what the game was. It's like PS1. Like, shit like that. I mean, it's so blatant, it's obvious. But, I mean, it should be listed. You should be able to see somewhere that they gave a significant chunk of money for that. Is that going to change the masses of people who go, oh, my favorite character was wearing Gucci, whatever the fuck. I have to have one, too. You know, oh, well, I want a red Swingline stapler, too. We're going to have enough people call Swingline until they start making a red fucking stapler. to use a fun example. Is that going to stop it? No. But it would mean that you could at least acknowledge it and look it up and verify that, oh, yeah, look, this was paid for, but, like, a lot. So
one thing back to the closer to the main story with the influencers, I think it should be announced with those specifically, because if you're saying try this product and you've actually tried it and like it because it's a good product, that's different than being paid to tell you to try this.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times on those videos, these guys have come up pretty much with a marketing plan of, you're listening to them because you think they know what they're doing. And some of them may. I don't know. But I don't watch TikTok or that. But with the YouTube videos, whenever I'm watching a carpenter, and he's suggesting, I've never seen one suggest name brands, but usually tools. I'm thinking this guy's suggesting this because this tool's making it easier to do this job. And if it's because he's getting paid, that's going to be a big difference in the way I'm looking at that.
Actually, there's a very good example of that, Madman. If anybody watches Adam Savage on YouTube, because he does some cool long-form videos of building shit, right? He occasionally does videos talking about tools he likes. Now, he presents it as tools he likes. He doesn't mark them as sponsored. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't sound like he's getting sponsored by these companies. But he damn well could be. And if he is, I want to fucking know, because if I'm going to buy a set of tools because he's recommending it, I want it to be because he's actually used it and said it's good, not because, you know, they gave him $100 million to say it. Because if they're giving him $100 million to say it, that means the tool's probably not as good as he's saying it is.
Or at least his judgment's biased.
There you go.
Because you can get paid $100 million to endorse a good tool.
That's true. But, you know, it'd be nice to, you know, have a shot at knowing that.
Yeah, so you can weigh, is this a good tool or is this $100 million?
So,
because I will concede, there is crossover. I question how often it happens.
Usually,
I might
if
be
you,
cynical.
Usually, if you have a good product, you know, you're not having to pay people to say it's good. I mean, okay, you will some, but half the time you could just send it to them and say, hey, tell people what you think, and not pay them to say it's good. You just send them the product for a free review kind of thing. That's how you do it if you've got something you're proud of. You just hand the marketing samples to, you know, some of your people who you think would do good for it, and then just let them give an honest review of it. That would, you know, if it's really good. So, and you do find stories like that where they try to send people a product for a review, especially in 3D printing. I haven't talked about 3D printing on the show for a long time because I get lambasted for it, but it's a good example because it's come up where you have some of these Chinese companies who will send a free printer to some of these 3D printing channels and then expect a good review. And when they say, no, your printer's not that good, I'm not going to give it a good review, they get upset and get mad at them. Because a couple of these guys released the email chains of saying, look, I can't say this thing's good. It's not. So. Anyways, next story.
Next story.
Next story is from 9to5 Mac. The UK government backs Apple and wants to scan encrypted messages for CSAM, which is, you can guess what that an acronym stands for. Child exploitative materials, what, you know.
Yeah.
The British government has expressed support for Apple's now delayed CSAM scanning plans, saying that it wants to scan encrypted messages for CSAM even when the end-to-end encryption is used. Not only do they like Apple doing this, they're saying, hey, can you add on to that? Can you do the messages too? The country is offering to pay anyone who can find a way to, quote, keep children safe in environments such as online messaging platforms with end-to-end encryption, unquote. Yeah, don't let them in them. Just don't let the children in unmonitored into, you know, platforms like that. Maybe the parents should see what the kids are doing with the fucking phone. Home Secretary Priti Patel made the announcement, which included support for Apple's plans. Quote, recently Apple has taken the first step, announcing they are seeking new ways to prevent horrific abuse on their service. Apple stated their child sexual abuse filtering technology has a false positive rate of 1 in a trillion, meaning that the privacy of legitimate users... Okay, you do realize the company that's selling... That's an advertising statement? You might want somebody to double-check their numbers or, you know, do some independent testing.
ask them how they got to that number?
Yeah. It's like, do you guys have a trillion images of... that? How did you get... So, CyberLord, it's not the listeners who get mad at me when I do nothing but talk about 3D printing for days on end.
We don't get mad, we just make fun of you for it, and we're going to continue.
Cyber, it's okay, you get the show 1 hour a week and a little bit. and you want to hear a bit of it, we have to hear about 3D printing for the rest 7 other fucking days and all the other hours in the week. So shut the fuck up. You have no idea what you're talking about. If you open this fucking box, you'll never know where it's going to stop. So shut the fuck up, sit back down, and eat your peanuts.
Hey, oh, just, are we losing, are you? Is it me?
I heard most of him. I got the shut the fuck up and eat your peanuts.
Is my connection going?
We may be being sponsored by some nut company. Oh, Medman just went quiet.
Is it me? Do I need to reconnect to TeamSpeak? Okay, I'm going to bounce TeamSpeak real quick. Unless it's okay, I'm going to restart the
going
voice
out
meter.
Fine.
Is it okay?
It seems to be anyway.
Let me bounce TeamSpeak and voice meter just to be safe, even though we're mid show. Restart the audio engine. Okay, audio engine restarted. Get back into TeamSpeak. So you heard him eating peanuts, so it's just my headset. Okay. Yeah, so I needed to restart. But that means I still needed to restart the audio engine, and that meant disconnecting.
Switch
and reconnecting
to broadcasting cellar.
So, okay. They're saying they heard you guys go out, so it's just my headset. So that means either my headset's going to shit or I needed to kick the audio engine and voice meter. We were talking about this before. I'm going back to a tried and tested setup. This software mixing is apparently not working as well as I'd like. Madman, are you there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay, now TeamSpeak has touched quiet. We'll see if that corrects itself or not.
Seems to sound okay.
Okay, we're good. Stream sounds good. Where was I with the, okay, back to the quote. Meaning the privacy of legitimate users is protected while those building huge collections of extreme child sexual abuse material are caught out. Huge collections. It's very specific wording.
That'd be like the one the FBI has.
Right? I mean, that is one just one solution by one company. Won't solve everything. Big tech firms collectively need to take responsibility for public safety, and greater investment is essential.
I don't want AT&T looking after my safety. They look after their safety. I'll look after mine. Fuck off. It's same as I'm sick of everyone looking out for my health. I'll look out for my health. You fuck off. Look after your health. I'm sick of this bullshit, man.
Yeah, so she repeats the government's oft-expressed injunction to end messaging, attempts to imply that it is a new plan rather than something that's been used for years by, you know, list of services there. Your message is already encrypted as they travel from your device to technology systems. Okay, this is people who don't understand what they're talking about, trying to talk about encryption, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, they talk about how Apple was surprised that people didn't like the idea that they were going to be scanning their pictures. So, which
it's
you'd
the
think, given that they
the
had just...
Is...
Oh, Madman, it's doing it again. Fuck.
Oh.
It's on your end, Morgs.
My problem isn't the scanning pictures as much as you don't know what's a picture until you've scanned it. So it's scanning your entire phone.
I mean, they just had this advertising campaign last year about how much they care about your privacy.
Which one is it? Privacy or safety? Because you can't have both.
What the fuck is going on here with the voice meter?
Experiencing some minor technical issues?
Well, I mean, I see it going out. I can see the levels going out, but it's not getting into my headset. It's like there's some kind of a gate or something going on.
Weird.
Well, I'll just have to keep an eye on it. If I start talking over you, it's because I'm not hearing you.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to a hardware mixer after this show. This kind of sealed the deal. We had a little bit of trouble with it last week. This is getting stupid. Next story is from the Register. Unless you guys had anything else you wanted to say about Apple scanning your pictures.
Yeah, I was just saying, they don't just scan pictures. They don't know what's a picture until they scan your phone, I believe. So it's scanning everything on your phone. Am I wrong on that?
Well, it's already doing that because it classifies all your pictures into its gallery. But you're right. They ultimately have to scan through the whole phone to determine images. That's relatively easy, though, just to get a file type.
Yeah, maybe I'm just weird that I don't want a company knowing everything I'm looking at on the internet. And it's not that I'm looking at something illegal. It's that I might be banking on my phone. They don't need to know my password to that site.
I'm getting an argument from me.
Yeah, we can move on.
Okay. Yeah, next article is from the Register. Proton Mail deletes the "We Don't Log Your IP" boast from their website after French climate activist was reportedly arrested. So, encrypted email service Proton Mail has become embroiled in a minor scandal after responding to a legal request to hand over to Swiss police a user's IP address and details of the device he used to access his mailbox, resulting in the netizen's arrest. Police were executing a warrant obtained by French authorities and served on their Swiss counterparts through Interpol, according to social media rumors that Proton Mail chief executive Andy Ginn acknowledged to the Register. At the time of the writing, the company said, "We believe in privacy and security and universal values across borders." After data from Proton Mail was handed over to the Swiss and then the French police, the author of a left-wing political activist blog in French wrote, "Police also notice collective community." So, okay. They basically took the line about IP address off because, obviously, what happened was they got served a warrant by Swiss police, and they are Proton Mail's Swiss company. They are in the Swiss jurisdiction. Now, they say they don't normally log this stuff, so what they had to do was go flag that account for logging and then log sender and recipient email address, IP address, message subject, and times for that user. And they still claim they only do this for, you know, things they've gotten a Swiss warrant for, which is probably the right way to do it. But, you know, they couldn't inform the person that they were now logging their stuff on them. So what this really means is you just can't blindly trust any internet company. Any of them could potentially be subject to a warrant in whatever their jurisdiction is, and they legally have to comply with that. That's kind of how warrants work. So about the only way around it is to self-host everything, which is probably not practical for most people. I don't have another answer for you. Or just jump services often, especially if you're doing something that, you know, is going to get your ass arrested.
Assume that you're being logged.
Oh, I'm not hearing anybody again. I saw the light up and I'm not hearing them. What the hell?
Morbs a faggot. Morbs is a faggot.
You cut in and out, and I see it going out, but I'm not here. What the fuck is wrong with this thing?
Oh, people dick say what? Damn it!
Oh, madman.
You're gonna go back and listen to this.
Okay, well, this is not working, obviously. You know, I saw you guys saying shit. I saw the lights going off. I'm vigorously looking over this software trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Because it's like it's got some kind of a noise gate on it. Or a very, very poor response time on it. I've restarted the audio engine a couple of times. I could disconnect and reconnect from TeamSpeak, but this is getting dumb. Yeah, all right, guys, we're not going to be able to do the show like this. I'm going to call it.
We'll do a 2-hour show next week.
I was struggling to find stories anyways. The final two were, or final three stories I had were, one was from The Verge. Their apparently automated hiring software that reviews resumes sucks and is rejecting people who are qualified for jobs. Valorant is apparently going to, their anti-cheat is going to take advantage of Windows 11 security features, so the game won't run on PCs that don't have a TPM and the protected BIOS. So, yeah, if you're have an unlocked bootloader, Valorant apparently isn't going to run on Windows 11 on machines. And El Salvador apparently just bought 400 Bitcoin and plans to buy a lot more because it's going to make it an official recognized currency in the country. So, you know, might be
that could be cool
investment opportunity there. I heard Madman say that would be cool. I don't understand what's going on here, but I do know that as soon as I get done with the broadcast and recording, I'm going to be tearing apart my audio setup because this is pissing me off. GPG, we're talking about bad stuff. Oh, yeah. Okay. So Cyber has a good point there that you don't trust the service, you do your own encryption. That might be a way to go. And he's talking about using GPG to do it. I have no Digital Dojo for tonight because I couldn't find anything I thought was worth talking about. He said Bitcoin dropped right away when they did that. Well,
yeah, maybe. It did.
Did it?
It did. It, yeah, dropped below 50 freedom units.
All right. Well, I wish I knew what you said, but I saw the light going off and the levels going. So, anyways, we're just going to try to close it out. That's all I have for tonight. Hopefully, the audio system is working next week because, my God. Madman, closing thoughts. I'll just have to trust you to the light to go off.
Now's your time, Madman.
I'm gonna have to make some more insults about Morps, and y'all have a great week.
I'm gonna have to go review this recording and see what the hell you guys are saying.
No, you don't have to review a thing. It's not that I've made fun of your masculinity or your sexual preference. He identifies as Z and Zer for anyone leaving emails.
He's a person, Bertha.
What the fuck are you guys?
Oh no, non-menstruating person.
I heard person versus and zur, and then it went out again.
Listen to this.
Oh, no, it's the cable to my headset. That makes more sense. I've got a short in my headset cable. Fuck!
Oh, time to buy a new headset.
Are you closing thoughts?
Nothing at this point in time to declare but my own genius.
All right, and this well, big bag of pills. I heard genius. That's all I've got for tonight. Of course, listen to the stream. We're always working on it. Hopefully next week I've got this shit sorted. We did that. Peer Decking every Thursday. Galaxy 15 Radio site subreddit. In the IRC tonight, Cyberlard, Psychros, myself, and Madman. And now it's time for sound effects.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Sounds good. Nose down and call tonight.
Shut up, Wesley.